Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
Hi, Sean. Good afternoon. My name is Lauren, and I'm a fraud analyst calling on behalf of Fidelity Bank on a recorded line. One of our cardholders has an online transaction with your company that they don't recognize, and they requested that we investigate the charge on their behalf. So I was hoping that you'd be able to locate this account and just answer a couple yes or no questions. That way we could determine together if this is a valid charge on their account.
Okay, give me one second. Can I please get the zip code?
Sure thing. Zip code is 20056. And our cardholder's name is Glenn Green.
Okay, yes, I do see that right here. And just for security purposes, can I verify that shipping address, please?
Sure. Now, I have a P.O. box for him. I have P.O. box 73562, Washington, D.C.
Okay, yes, that's correct. That's what we have.
Okay. Now, just to confirm, on the account that you located, were you able... Now, there are two accounts, or I'm sorry, I'm getting all jumbled. On the account that you located, the name on the account is Glenn Green, correct? G-L-E-N-N-G-R-E-E-N-E?
Yes.
Same spelling? And you have the same address, the P.O. Box 73562, Washington, D.C. That's for both billing and shipping?
Yes, correct. We have it for both billing and shipping, and we also have the email, which is green.glenn9@gmail.com.
Okay, let me just see. Yep, that's the same one that we have. Perfect. And you see two charges on this account, right? One for $7.92 from February 2nd, and then one for $69.97 from February 19th?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Would you be able to tell me now, or actually, do you have a phone number on the account as well that I could confirm?
Yes, we have 202-431-2216.
Perfect. Yep, that's the same one that I have. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and deny the fraud claim based on all the information that you were able to confirm, especially the shipping address. Now, would you be able to tell me what the two charges are for, just for my notes? In case he tries to appeal our decision, we can just say, hey, you bought this, it was delivered to your address, that kind of thing.
Okay, so yes, so what it was on February 3rd, he did our smartwatch for just a shipping cost of $7.92, and we gave him 14 days to give us a call to let us know if he liked the product or not. He didn't give us a call, so we billed him the full amount on the 15th day for $69.97.
Okay. Now, I think just two other things I need from you. Has he reached out to you guys at all, or am I the first person?
No, he hasn't. Yeah, you're the first one to reach us, contact us. Yeah.
And then could you just provide me the tracking number just so that, you know, if he tries to appeal this decision, we could say, hey, you received
okay,
this.
Okay, yes. This is, and it was delivered by his local postal service. So let me give you that. One second, hold on.
Take your time.
Okay, so that tracking number is going to be 940-11-12-02-55-53-88-59-6778.
Perfect. I'm just going to plug that into Google just to make sure that I copied it down correctly.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, you're going to type it in so it'll tell you when it was delivered and where they delivered it.
Yeah, I just wanted to, perfect. I do see here that it was delivered to Washington, D.C. on February 8th. Okay. Now, I think that is all the information that I need. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and deny this claim. I believe that this is a valid charge. And I think that is it. Do you need any information from me for your notes, Sean?
Oh, just to make sure, see if you were going to dispute it or not.
No, I believe that this is a valid charge, so I'm going to go ahead and deny his claim. Nope, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to close this out and say that all of his information is verified. He received this item. This happens all the time. People don't forget you know, people don't cancel trials or subscriptions and they think they're fraud. And really, I wish that they would just cancel their own subscriptions on their own.
Right. Yes. I get a lot of people, even though I'm not supposed to, but they tell me like, what were you do? I'm like, well, if something's, I would never put my card in because if it's a free trial,
if you put
I can't.
Your card in, you got to remember to cancel.
Exactly.
It.
So I said, well, I didn't. Right. That's just stealing out of my account. No, because you agreed to it. So it can't be stealing
right,
if you
right.
agree to it. But,
exactly. He agreed to the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
And all of his information was verified. So that's exactly why I'm going to deny it. So, yep, that's all the information that I need. Thank you so much for your help today, Sean. You were a pleasure to work with, and I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Oh, thank you so much. Same to you.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.
Bye.